from the U.S., will the protesters turn on Washington and Jefferson? America's founding fathers established the system that is now being railed against nationwide. By Khalida Rahman. Speaking about the removal of relics of the Old South, President Donald Trump in 2017 equated Confederate generals with two of America's most revered founding fathers, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. The president appeared concerned that if Confederate monuments in the South started coming down, it might only be a matter of time before those honoring the nation's first and third presidents faced the same fate. This week, it is Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson is coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop, Trump said. Almost 3 years on, with the U.S. facing a reckoning as anti-racism protests, sparked by the death of George Floyd, continue across the country, will attention turn to America's founding fathers due to their association with slavery? Monuments to men who advocated cruelty and barbarism? The legacy of slavery continues to haunt relations in America, and again, lingering symbols of the Confederacy have become a flashpoint. Those arguing for that monuments should be removed say they symbolize racism and oppression, but those arguing for their preservation call them icons of Southern heritage and pride. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has decried them as racist symbols, honoring men who fought to preserve the institution of slavery. Monuments to men who advocated cruelty and barbarism to achieve such a plainly racist end are a grotesque affront to the country's ideals, Pelosi said in a letter, calling for the removal of 11 statues of Confederate leaders from the National Statuary Hall collection at the U.S. Capitol.